I'm here with Belinda Whittle, the scientific manager for My Health Test and the My Health Test study. Hi, Belinda. Could you please start by telling us a little bit about yourself and your involvement with My Health Test?
Sure. Thanks, Nick. I've spent the last two decades in medical research at the Australian National University, and then came across to join the My Health Test team.
My Health Test is a new Australian company that aims to provide human pathology tests direct to the public. So the company uses dried blood spots as one of the test sample collection methods.
This involves an individual pricking their finger and collecting a few drops of blood on a filter card at home. They can then send these samples in the standard mail, and the testing is then done at the My Health Test labs. So dried blood spots is... Most people might know that, especially parents of newborns, will remember that when their baby was born, that the doctors or the hospital would have taken a few drops of blood from their baby's heel and put it onto a little card, and then this was tested for early signs of a number of treatable disorders. However, to date, there hasn't been any there's been limited use of dry blood spots for diagnostic tests. So as part of, especially as part of disease management. So basically our studies aim to evaluate the use of dried blood spots for this purpose.
Can you tell us a little bit about what's involved for this specific study for My Health Test?
Sure. So we're going to recruit participants in the study so that we can develop tests for a number of biomarkers of health. So things that might be used to normally measure whether you're healthy or not. And this in particular has been for things like thyroid disease or prostate disease or also cardiac disease. So this includes tests, for example, for cholesterol and triglycerides. Most people would have heard of those, which are commonly measured in individuals over 40 to determine their risk of coronary heart disease. And we wanted to create a test for a thyroid-stimulating hormone, which is used to diagnose a thyroid problem, or prostate-specific antigen, which is to detect and monitor prostate cancer. So we will collect samples from over 100 people in this study and then develop tests based on dried blood spots for these so that we can offer them in the future.
Okay, and what might we learn specifically from this study?
So what we really want to learn or want to find out is whether dry blood spots are can be used as an effective sample for diagnostic tests, especially for the thyroid, prostate and cardiac diseases. And also as a result, I guess, of the study, My Health Test aimed to be able to offer accurate and precise pathology tests for these conditions and so that people can order these online.
Right. And what impact might that have on individuals and the health system in the future?
Well, direct-to-consumer pathology tests have the potential to have a large impact on individuals' health and well-being. They will provide a convenient way for individuals, particularly those in poor health, who are housebound or live in remote areas, to monitor their health. This will empower individuals basically to better understand and take some control of their health, and this awareness will possibly prevent the onset of chronic diseases such as diabetes and cardiovascular disease. So the primary focus of offering the pathology tests direct to an individual is to ensure that the tests are convenient, for one, that the method used is reliable for sample collection, that they're inexpensive and that they're easy and suitable for self-collection and mailing. And so dry blood spots save individuals time, because it's a simple finger prick at home rather than visiting your GP for a referral, travelling to the pathology centre, time to collect that sample via a venipuncture in your arm, then returning to a visit to your GP. So that saves a lot of time. It can save travel time and costs in travel, particularly for those customers in remote areas. And there's a lot of other benefits. A finger prick is less invasive than standard venipuncture method, giving greater patient satisfaction and comfort, basically. And in addition, I guess, collecting samples at home will be more convenient for patients who need to fast prior to collection, so they'll not have to wait that extra time before eating because they can do the test when they're ready, first thing in the morning.
Okay, and for this specific study, what types of people do you need to make this research possible?
Okay, so it's fairly simple, really. We need individuals over 18 years of age who are able to give blood. If we prefer to have individuals with a known thyroid, prostate, or cardiac or cholesterol problem to ensure our new tests will accurately detect these conditions. Our preference would be to have individuals who have not received treatment for those conditions, as medication lowers the levels of the biomarkers we want to test for in the blood. So having people that have found out they have a condition but haven't started medication yet would be ideal.
Are there any common questions that people have when they're deciding whether to participate in this study?
Well, I guess participants often ask if they need to fast before they come in for their blood to be taken. Although fasting is normally required when you go and have certain tests like cholesterol and triglycerides, for this study that's not important to us. We need a range of people with a range of levels of these biomarkers, but so they do not need to fast for this trial. Another thing people often ask is, are they going to receive their results as part of the trial? Currently what we do is, if we have our medical specialist look at the results, if the results are abnormal, then they will provide your GP with the results through standard mail if you consent to them to do so.
Okay, so apart from finding out about those abnormal results, are there any other reasons why people might consider participating?
Although we do not offer any significant monetary compensation, we will provide individuals with a voucher for a free HbA1c test that our company offers commercially already, and we'll pay for any parking fees incurred. The test basically measures your blood glucose over the previous 2 to 3 months, so it's different to the blood glucose tests that people with diabetes do daily. Blood glucose test gives a snapshot of the level of glucose in your blood at a particular time, but the HbA1c test actually gives an indication of what has been happening over a longer period. Therefore, it doesn't replace the daily glucose test diabetics do themselves, but basically is an added tool in giving the overall picture of their blood glucose management.
Could this HbA1c test help indicate whether you're pre-diabetic or at risk of developing diabetes?
Yes, absolutely. So pre-diabetic, if you're pre-diabetic, you'll need to monitor these levels every 3 months. And so keeping an eye on that and tracking it over time, which is what my health tests allow you to do, because they provide an online portal that you can track your results over time, then you can monitor this HbA1c result and ensure that your levels are not going up. And if they are, you can then go and take that to your doctor or GP to discuss further. I guess the primary benefit to participants is the knowledge that they'll be helping to advance medical research. I mean, these tests, once they're developed, will help individuals and society in general. And knowing that you can participate in something like that, I think is a benefit in itself.
Belinda, is there anything else you'd like to add about this study or the MyHealth test?
I guess this study could have a greater impact on society in general, and I guess Australia has an increasing ageing population and there's an increasing incidence of chronic disease. And this places a burden on the healthcare system. And being able to offer these tests easily accessible to people online, especially to people that can't get to their doctor or their pathology centre easily, then will ease the burden on the healthcare system by reducing the number of unnecessary visits to the GP and pathology centres.
Belinda Whittle, thank you very much.